fun with the law.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I'm telling silently.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us here. I would like to call to order the executive session for September 2024 of the Board, Buffalo and Erie County Public Library. Can we get a call of the roll?
Okay, this is the executive committee. So we have Kimberly Johnson.
Here.
Karima El-Bahari.
Here.
Elaine Panty.
Here.
Okay, you have a quorum for that. Also present is Alan Badenko.
Yep, here.
Christine Bartholomew.
Here.
Kathleen Behrens Buckeye.
Here.
And Sharon Kelly.
Yep.
Great. Thank you guys for being here. So before we get going too deep, let's approve. Are there any approvals or changes to the minutes? Or the agenda?
No.
How about the minutes?
There was just something in a report, but I can leave it if you, it's not a big deal. Because I know that's just a report.
Oh no, it's
no,
okay.
No, we can do it.
Let me see, it was, I gotta find where it was. It said passers-bys, and I think it was passers-by. Should be cheap, but I gotta find what page it is. Why did I read it? Okay, page 9, under the paragraph that says plant swap, mm-hmm. It's the last line.
Mm-hmm. Passers-bys, okay.
That was all I had.
Okay. And it should be with no S, right?
At the end?
At the end, yeah.
Yes. Okay, great. Okay, and so then, may I have a motion to accept the minutes as amended?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Oh, it doesn't have to be second.
No, no, I can't.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
This will be, we get. Okay. She was all ready to. I like that. Okay, moving forward, reporting the chair. So I have a few things just to say. First of all, we would like to, actually I was supposed to put it as new business, but I'm going to say it here. We want to congratulate our board member, Chris Sesedek, on his new bundle of joy, Phoebe Leah. She is fine. She was born on the 10th, and she is just so cute, and he is so over the moon. Mom and baby are home and doing well. He messaged me today, so we definitely want to just send all the hugs and kisses and bear hugs to her.
I'm kind of jealous that he's now eligible to attend the baby rave that's taking place here, like in the next couple months.
We have to make sure he's on board.
Yeah, make the trip.
This past weekend, I attended, I was called last minute to be on the radio segment for at Waffle for Congressman Kennedy. He has a segment, I believe it maybe like every first or second Sunday on Waffle. And so it's just a 30-minute session, but me and Joy went and we were able, it's Library Literacy Month, so we were able to talk about that and brag about our 400,000 card holders and encourage, you know, listeners to sign up for their card. Also, we talked about, you know, the banned books, and we talked about going forward, different programming that's in the library, everything that's coming up, the anniversary of the Central Library, and just the fact that you can, we just had one of our larger job fairs.
Oh, it's actually the largest one, I think.
Yes, she made, and that was also something, and everybody in the room was just, you know, very excited and encouraging, and all friends of the library, of course. And someone from the Board of Elections was there and telling people that they could also
you know, utilize the library. They'll have reforms there for people to register to vote, and that we're supporting that and everything. So that was that. The Trailblazing Women. Remember back a while ago, those three statues, and they were going to be on the approach to the library. But the third statue is now placed. They're all over at County Hall. The final one was Mary Talbert, and she was placed in on the 26th of August. And it's really, really a nice statue. And the area where they have the ladies out there, they're right out front. They put some little benches there. It's a very nice area. You see a lot of people coming out and sitting around and enjoying it. It's a quiet little area. It's a nice little garden-like area. It looks very nice. So.
You know, when did they change? Mm-hmm.
Right there on Franklin.
Not the rest
of it. Well, actually, you know, across the street. Yeah, but still.
It was on TV, but when did they change it? Because the last I heard, they were supposed to be at the library.
It was a while ago.
Was it? Yeah.
I don't even know.
Because the gal that used to be on that committee, in charge of that committee, she resigned from the board. And I don't, after that, I never heard.
Oh, so that was Kate. Yeah, but yes. She's moved on too, because she wasn't a part of that committee either. But once they had stopped talking about them being on the actual premise of the library, on the actual property, the library kind of stepped back too. So. But when I was nominated for the Trailblazing Women piece, I became a member of the board again. So that's how I was able to be part and knew what was going on with that as well. So,
but that's actually a better location.
It absolutely, I mean, it really is. I thought it was nice because one of the statues was the architect, part of the architect for the Lafayette Hotel. So having her on our property, had her looking at her property, so I mean what her architectural work. But either way, and there's one Native American, Sital was the other one, and she's out there. They had the ceremony to install the final the Mary Talbert statue, and there was a whole presentation, and some Native Americans came and sang, and it was really nice. And I thought that was really well. So if you have a chance, you know, to be in that area, please stop by and see them. Take a picture with them. They look very nice. And they are actually eye level, so you can kind of interact, like, with them and stuff like that. So, the library, the Central's library is about to be 30. 60. I'm sorry. 60 years old. That building and everything. So there's something going on there.
Yeah, we're having a celebration. We'll send information out to the board. But there is going to be a party, 60th birthday party. We're going to have refreshments. We'll have some speakers, people from Kadeni, who are the original architects, will speak on it. We'll have someone from the Special Collections Department. But we're going to try to make a day of it.
We also.
I thought it was just 5 to 7. Is it going to be all day?
I'm sorry. We'll try to make a party of it. How's that?
It's going to be an East Lightning good time. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. It's going to be a, yes, it's only 2 hours. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing, Angola's having their 100th celebration. They sent me an announcement about that. That's going to be on, where is it? October 19th. We just was talking about that in the car. So if you're interested, it is a nice time. It's a nice dinner. They have an auction going on, so that's pretty good. And the other thing that I was going to mention was the library, the fundraiser at Bit Ditch, the auction and that was a great hit last time. We did really well, and it was very well attended, so I think that we could even do better. It was a kind of a short notice and kind of quiet last time, but it was a good time. So for a couple hours, we'll do baskets. If you want to submit a basket, I hope that the board will put together a basket. I plan to donate a couple baskets. If we want to do a group thing, we could do that, if we could think about a theme or what have you. We could do that. And I think that's it for me. So thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Okay, great, thank you. Here's some of those, these two. And then let's move forward. Reports of the committee, we didn't have executive committee, so.
We actually have executive in our packet.
From August, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had two because we didn't meet in August, so the executive committee actually did meet in August, but we did not meet in September. So in your packet is the minutes from the August meeting. Forgive me, it's been a while since I looked at them, and I do hope everyone had a chance to look at them. Highlights were the dinner in Angola, their fundraiser. Director Spears presented part of what was going to be in his report, which you have here. Parts of you have here already. And then library cards was specifically mentioned. That's it.
How's that?
It was quiet. It was a quiet meeting.
Okay.
The bit about forming a committee to deal with appeals of, I guess, denials or decisions regarding censorship, is that something that we're going to talk about perhaps at future?
The person has not actually, they never resubmitted the original thing, so it doesn't seem to be an issue
yet.
It's
not an issue. Do we have a committee to do that, or is the governance committee or something handle it?
There's nothing in the policy that specifies how it's handled,
Okay. Other
than that it is handled by the board. So the board could, for instance, have a governance committee do it if they wanted to, or the board could form an ad hoc committee.
Okay. Thank you.
I think the last meeting wasn't decided that rather than having a whole board, they should have an ad hoc committee.
I believe that, the executive committee, I believe that was the suggestion.
Yeah.
Okay, if we do that, I'd happily do that.
That's what
So we want to start something like that now, to be ready.
Just to be prepared, so we don't have to go through that. Yeah, seeing as though we only are together once a month.
Maybe we throw that on new business when we have a meeting next.
Okay. Okay, budget.
Somebody needs to move to put this in the minutes, I think.
Oh yeah, what
do
you guys?
Put it in the minutes?
I can't.
Oh, I make up for it.
You second?
You second it?
I'm second, I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
There we go.
All in favor?
Aye.
We lose ourselves when we can't be ourselves. You know, when it can't go like we want it. Okay, now we have budget and finance. Will budget and finance present to us? Is that okay? Well, you would be at an executive anyway, all right? Okay, come on.
Okay, do you want me to stand up?
No.
Oh, move seats, come closer, we don't see anyone.
Okay, we have a bunch of resolutions today, but I'm gonna introduce Andrew Weedy, who's our facilities operations manager, and he's gonna touch more on resolution 2024-19 and 2024-20.
Andrew, come on up.
Thank you. No, it's okay. So this first resolution is for our construction need request for the Central Library roof replacement. The 2024-25 New York State budget included a $44 million allocation for state aid library construction programs, and the share of funds available for projects for the 37 libraries in Erie County is $2,011,297. The Central Library would benefit from replacing the roof and the associated materials in preparation for the implementation of a future green roof and possible solar array. I apologize, I just have one minor correction here on the third paragraph, first line, that 75% should actually read 90%. Both the library and county administration recognize the need and importance of this work, and the estimated cost of the work is $4,125,000. Mm-hmm. In conjunction with the library, Erie County DPW personnel submitted a $3.5 million capital project request to be included in the 2025 county budget. This funding would serve as the local match for this project, and the library has obtained confirmation of receipt of this request in the form of a signed letter from the County Director of Budget and Management. A construction aid request of $3,093,750 is recommended. However, based upon the six project requests submitted system-wide, We estimate approximately $1,587,286 will be available for the Central Library Roof Replacement Project. This resolution would authorize the library director or their designee to submit a construction aid program request in the amount of $1,587,286 for the Central Library Roof Replacement Project.
So as a reminder, we are submitting on behalf of a project for the Central Library, and then the next resolution, we are in the system as well, where we approve and then submit. So this resolution is specific to a roof replacement, and as Andrew stated, I just want to make sure it's very clear, this is for just the roof replacement. This has nothing to do with the green roof. This is a project that needs to get done regardless of the green roof or not. This project needs to be done for the Central Library. So I just wanted to clarify that.
The current roof has reached the end of its usable life, so in addition to replacing the current roof, it will also include the installation of some aspects specifically for the green roof in the future, mainly the leak detection system will be incorporated into this roof.
So do we have an idea of how much it's going to be to do the green roof? I'm just curious.
We are in communications right now of discussions. I think right now we're looking at the upper nine to ten million. So that's still underway as discussions go further about components of solar and et cetera.
Okay. To do this roof project, is that going to make the roof ready for the green roof, or are there going to have to be additional stuff that needs to happen in order to make that doable?
This will prepare the roof for the installation of all the components related to a vegetative roof or solar panel array.
Okay, great.
So
you're
just gonna need a motion to approve the resolution as amended with his amendment, and amendment that will also say the executive committee.
Yeah, for all of the resolutions moving forward, since they list the Board of Trustees, you need to amend it to say executive committee.
Okay, so can I have a motion to accept the minutes as amended by
the amended resolution by the executive committee?
And by to accept Andrew's amendment as well as amended for the executive committee.
Okay, I make the motion.
Okay.
And I will second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, so now so it carries, and now we're for the next 2024-20.
So this resolution is related to the system evaluation and recommendations for all the libraries that submitted construction aid applications. As I mentioned before, the available allocation is $2,011,297, and as Emily mentioned, the library, in its role as a library system, must evaluate and recommend approval of construction applications submitted by libraries for the construction aid program. This includes recommendations on how to distribute the available funding when total requests exceed our available allocation. This year, 6 projects were submitted for consideration, those requests totaling $3,517,716, which is roughly $1.5 million over our available allocation. These projects were located at the Anna Reinstein Memorial Library, Clarence Public Library, the Central Library, the Elmont Public Library, the Lackawanna Public Library, and the Newstead Public Library. After reviewing these projects to determine the recommended awards, the following allocation method was recommended, which is to fully fund the 5 libraries requesting less than $300,000. And reduce the requested funding for the 1 library, which is the Central Library, requesting more than $300,000 to balance the available allocation. The review concluded all 6 projects improve their libraries and the communities they serve. And this resolution would act as approval of the requested projects and would authorize the director or their designee to transmit the necessary grant applications, forms, and documents in time to meet the October 2nd filing deadline.
Okay. I'll make the motion.
Wait, we got a question.
Can you talk a little bit about the reductions? So I can see the aid request versus the recommended award, and there's some that have some reductions from, like, just help me through. So it's kind of a matching. So I've got a total project cost an aid request, and then the recommended request. The total project cost versus the aid request, where does the differential come from? How is it going to be paid for?
The difference in the total cost of the project, where the rest of the money will come from?
Sorry, it's probably a dumb question, but why is there a difference between the total project cost and the aid request, and where does the differential come to
so
make that
So the total
up?
Project cost is the total cost of that particular project. The aid request is what each individual library would request based on what they're eligible for, which is either 50%, 75%, or 90% funding, depending on where they're located and the sort of economic differences in each municipality.
Thank you.
And then the funding usually is local match. In other words,
that's
a municipality.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank
yes.
you. Thank you.
Okay. And so now we're ready.
Okay, now I make the motion.
On the executive committee.
The executive committee, as reported.
As amended. Presented.
As amended.
As amended.
As amended.
Okay. And then.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Feeling very powerful right now.
We got a lot of power in our hands. Okay.
Okay, moving on to resolution 2020.
Thank you, Andrew.
24-21 is to accept the budget grant award for the Love Your Library. This is a reoccurring grant we do every year, and this is the time of year where we receive the grant funds. So this resolution is to accept those funds, and the grant money will be used to purchase supplies and materials for our youth outreach services in the system.
And this is just a continuation, you said?
This is a reoccurring. We have been, for the past couple of years, probably further on before that, we have received this grant. So this is just the timing of the year where we typically receive the funds and to accept them.
Okay. And then we apply them as they're needed to the system?
Yeah, so it's added into our budget, and then when supplies and materials that need to be purchased for this grant, it's taken from that budget, but it's a specific purpose for the money.
Okay.
Okay, and so
just the second resolved, I know you're changing Board of Trustees to Executive Committee, but then also it says approves utilizing these fund, but then add an S.
Thank you.
Ah. Okay. And now you will be able to give me a motion for the executive amended.
I make a motion with the changes to executive committee to the resolution.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're getting there, girls. We're getting there.
Yeah, by the time we get to the last one, we'll
have it down pat.
Yeah.
Okay.
So resolution 2024-2022, this is to amend the 2023 operating and grant budget. When preparing our budget and deciding the budget for the New York State operating aid, we usually go pretty conservative and go with the prior year's number. That's kind of what we've done historically, and for 2020, the final 2024 numbers were released, so it's actually a grant aid will increase $118,338. So the purpose of the resolution is to amend the budget for the increase that we received. Again, and this is just due to timing with budget.
Okay. Can I make the motion to accept?
Yes. As amended.
Okay. Oh, we have to keep saying as amended.
Every one of them. Yep.
Okay. And second. She seconds it. Okay. And all in favor?
Aye.
Let's keep it moving.
Okay. I got it. As amended. Okay. Mm-hmm. I got it. Remember. As amended. Okay.
And 2023.
So. Resolution 2024-23, this is to amend the 2024 budget, and this is Erie County supplemental funding for the Central Library. During the April 19th meeting with Erie County, they approved $190,000 to be available for the library for the Peacemakers at the Central Library. In our discussions with Mark Cornell, we realized the funds had not actually transferred over. So the resolution, we did receive the money from the county. It has been transferred over, but again, this is to amend the budget because we just received it.
Okay. I make the motion to accept.
As amended.
As amended.
The resolution.
The budget for resolution 2024-23.
Second.
All in favor? All right, let's get.
Okay, we did it. We made it through.
So we got one more to go. No?
So now it's the financials. So I just want to give a little update. At the end of September, going into early October, we should be hearing about the 2025 proposed budget from Erie County. So in discussions we've had, we still remain hopeful. But once we are notified of the proposed budget, we will let you know. So I just wanted to give that update about the budget. But moving on to the financials, I'm going to focus on July. I always include June because of the time lapse between the meetings. But it's the same every month. We're operating well within budget. Again, as year-to-date for the revenue, we have collected 97.2%. And our expenses year to date are about 52.8%. And at this time of the year, it's elapsed the 58.2%. So we're right on budget.
Okay.
That's it.
Well,
thank you.
Alrighty. Okay, where were we? The finance. All right, moving on. Welcome. And did the trick you to? Was it the grounds trick
no,
you to?
No, I figured it out.
Well, we had a time.
We finally got around the parking lot.
We did too.
Right by the sign.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to the report of the director.
Okay, you actually have 2 months of reports in there. You have both July and August. If there's any questions on those, that they're as written. I do have a few other things to discuss as well, though. Monica Bouton, who has been our liaison from the county executive's office, unfortunately, she's been absolutely wonderful. She is no longer our liaison. She has moved to a different role in the county executive's in the administration. And so she has been replaced with a man named David Bojanowski. He is had been in constituent relations, but he's changed positions and will now be the liaison to the library. He apologizes that he couldn't be at tonight's board meeting, but he will be at the board meetings moving forward. We've had a couple conversations, and you know, it's been a great handoff between. This is the third one since I've been here, you know, and it seems that we'll be in great hands with him moving forward. The second thing is that we have selected a vendor for the plan for Central, and we will hopefully be awarding a contract for that soon. We're working with the county to kind of figure out how that award works, since it's their building but it's our money. So that is going to be an interesting thing that we're still working through right now. But this was a pretty much unanimous decision by the members of the committee and the members of the that were representatives from county government. We had over 15 applicants to begin with, and then we narrowed it down to several, brought in two for interviews, and after the interviews, everyone agreed on the one that we selected. So that'll be more information on that will be coming out once the contract has been awarded. The contract will be for more than $150,000, though, so we will be coming back to the board after we have. Emily is working on identifying potential funding streams for this, but it would require board action in order to do that. What I will say is that this was of the ones that we actually saw pricing for. This one was by far the most reasonable. We do have one more step to do in order to determine a final price. They did a base bid. And then they did a supplemental menu. And the supplemental menu was a whole lot of potential things you could add. It all totaled up to about $122,000. We don't believe that all of those would be necessary. And so there'll be committee of members of from Buffalo and Erie County Public Library and people from the county that actually are meeting tomorrow to work through which of those we would like to add on. But the company that we did select has a rich history of doing projects like this for large libraries such as our own. And more importantly, they have a very strong record of doing ones that were phased in for, that took multiple phases for economic reasons, which is one of the primary concerns that we have with this. One of the other projects that that we've been working on at the board's direction was the visioning exercise with, we have hired a company, Mary Beth Debus. I'm gonna ask if it would be possible for an ad hoc committee of the board to be formed to assist with this, because there's a lot of decisions that have to be made that I don't necessarily feel are just mine to make. And so a committee would be a wonderful assistance in this. So for instance, a big part of what we need to do is identify key stakeholders, identify key elected officials, and a lot of it is through the contacts that the board might have. So if, I don't know, Kimberly, how you'd like to handle that, but there's a lot of questions that we have moving forward that I think the board, that a committee of the board could provide a lot of assistance with.
How often are you meeting?
Well, it doesn't exist. So.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you and
I've met with her once.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the work of the committee, we're just there to just kind of give a perception or.
Well, there's a lot of work you do with this in order to make it happen. A lot of it is, for instance, focus groups, surveys, things like that. As this was a project of the board, I don't necessarily want to be solely speaking on my behalf. This is a project that where you work really closely with a consultant. It's not a major time commitment, but it's just a few of the key decision points I think would be good to have board input on.
Okay. Do we have any members that are interested today? Or should we wait until next week?
Or we could nominate the seven who aren't present.
You got it.
Never miss another meeting.
Yep, never miss another one.
Okay, so
it would be
wind up or whatever, and just
I think we could probably.
How many people do you need first?
I would want a committee of no more than three or four. Mm-hmm. I don't think it needs to be larger than that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm interested.
If you want to do that, I think you executive committee need to authorize the formation of. You don't
You're
have
right.
to populate it necessarily
right.
yet, but right. you have to have a committee to populate.
So that can be done in new business okay. as a walk-on.
Okay. All righty. That's the second. Okay. All righty.
Okay. What else do we got here? Just a quick update on Teams. Wow, it's working. That's really. There's not a whole lot to say other than the fact that we are 3 weeks in to the school year and we have not had any major issues with teens up to this point. I'm not saying that it is not controlled chaos in the teen area. There are other issues that we are working through where we can improve things, especially some of the communication and kind of the workflow of the various entities that are there, because you know we have the sheriff's department, we have the library security, we have the peacemakers. There's some tweaking we can do with that, but overall it has been a successful start to the school year. Carpet's trashed, but no matter. But when you get 300 teens in a spot for 2 hours every day, that's going to happen, I guess. Okay. But overall, I would say that the issues that existed in the past are behind us. Hopefully, it will stay that way. Okay. The final thing that I have to talk about regards the Chief Operating Officer and Deputy Director, Janine Pertell. Janine Pertell will be leaving the library as of October 1st. Thank her for everything she has done for this library, which has been quite a bit over the 13 years that she has been here. And thank you I will say that personally as well for everything that you've done, not just for the library, but for assisting me in my first few years here. I don't think I would have had any successes if it wasn't for your assistance, so thank you for that. This will be a loss to the library, but it will be a position that we will fill as soon as possible. Having a deputy director, especially right now, is something that is necessary in the library. We need someone who can oversee the departments that Janine oversees and someone who could potentially step in. So the process of this is something that has been done in various ways over the years. What the process is that we're suggesting, because this is ultimately a board appointment, the deputy directors are appointed by the board, is we have a job posting that has been sent over to HR and or sent over to the county, and once it's approved, we will post. We hope that we will get a good number of applicants. If not, there's other things that we can do, for instance, going with a headhunter or something like that. We've done that in the past. But our hope is that we will get a good field of applicants. The initial screening of the applicants and the first round of interviews would be conducted by Judy, myself, and then a representative from a company that we work with. It's good to have an outside view of this as well, and there's a company that we work with for HR issues that has said that they could supply someone to assist with the interviews. We'll then narrow it down to a group of finalists, and at that point, it would be, we could bring in board members as necessary for the final interview. I don't think that the board wants to be a part of the entire process, but definitely, as this is a board appointment, having board representation in the final interview would be something that we would really appreciate. And then once the selection is made, we would move forward with having the contract done, the three-year contract from the board.
Well, when you have the board ticket, they're either probably the same as we did with the director's selection.
That would be at the discretion of, and that could be a discussion topic, whether it's the entire board or select members of the board, the governance committee, how that could be done. I would leave that up to the board. I can say that this is a process that we hope we can do with, I don't want to say haste, because I don't want to make it sound like we're going to rush it.
Nimble.
Yeah, we need to be nimble, flexible, and
expeditious.
That is the perfect word. I was going to say alacrity, but that's not a word people ever used. So, what's that?
It's a good word.
It's a good. I think it's a good word.
You know. Celerity.
Celerity? Oh, I don't know that one.
Come on, enlighten me.
It's from the Latin, which means speed.
Okay. Mm.
Okay, cool. I'll try to incorporate it into my.
You don't have to.
Just to be aware.
That's a trivial pursuit.
Wait, if we're incorporating words, I can say this. We want this process to go off without a hitch, and we definitely do not want it to go cattywampus.
No time for me here.
See, I got it in.
Cattywampus, that's your word for today?
Okay.
It was a word that I used admin team meeting, and apparently I was suddenly labeled an old codger. I think cattywampus is a great word.
It
is a good one.
Okay, so now that bombs have been dropped, I would like to say to you, Janine, that you have been especially valuable to me, and I appreciate all you've done, all the work that you've done, and all of the tons of advice and stepping in many different ways to, you know, make things work for the library. And your work does not go unnoticed or unappreciated. Okay, and you know, although we want to keep you and keep you locked up and put you in the bell tower, we do understand that you do have to spread your wings and fly, and we would be wrong to try and hold you. So, appreciate you. Okay, do you have more?
Nope, I think that's enough.
Yeah, that was heavy. Okay, moving on to the report of the foundation. Does the foundation have a report?
It's a quick one. The foundation is working through strategic planning. The next meeting is next Friday. That's it.
Thank you. And then we have our special guest for ACT, Ms. Byers, to be our friend.
The next ACT trustee meeting is October 19th. It will be at the Aurora Town Public Library, one that is rather near and dear to my heart. The hot topics that will be presented and discussed are both budgeting and, I can't really think of a great word to describe it, but slush fund, discretionary funds that each librarian has within his or her facility. This is an issue that's come up with our library, but others as well. There are different interpretations. The last thing is our treasurer of ACT, who was a trustee of Town Concord Library, has resigned from his position as a trustee of Concord. He wanted to stay on the ACT board, but there's really not a vehicle for that happening. So we will be electing a new treasurer.
Thank you so much for sharing. Is there any perspectives? Anybody volunteer?
Not yet.
I know how you got to where you are, so
yeah.
You know, I just was like hoping that maybe
we the ACT trustees are, I hope, are going to meet next week, and then we'll have, and I need to get the checkbook back.
That's something. Yeah. Okay.
So we expect to have a meeting up on Seneca next week, but that hasn't yet been scheduled.
Great. Moving on. Has anybody checked in with their library?
Okay. Finally. All right. I went to work last month and they canceled the meeting. I was so busy I never thought to call first. But I wound up going last this month and I talked to them. They're doing well. Also, she mentioned the disc that had been damaged at their library that, I forget the name of the
Sound Freedom.
Yeah, right, okay. They have an idea of what might be, but they're not sure. They can't put a finger on it. And they have not replaced it. They don't want to have a problem with it anymore. And then I asked them, and so I said, is that settled? And she said, yes. So,
oh, no, they definitely have an idea who did it, but there's no way
they can't prove it.
There's no way we can prove it.
They can't prove it. And then I asked her, I said, well, are you having any problem with the, like we have teens or something like that? She said, not really, she said. And she said, because I thought the last time I was here last year that you had said you're going to have a guard, but she said they don't. But she said they do have a good rapport with the town of Tonawanda police and with the Kenmore police. And if anything comes up, they come. And she said, actually, see, I don't know if anybody's been to Kenmore, but they have a two-tier. Mm-hmm. And you come in the door there, and that's where they could have the problems. Because when you go upstairs, everybody's up there, but you can't control what's going on. And she said, when they call, please come, and they all know the name of the kids that are there, because they're all familiar with that kind of thing. But then the other thing that she came up with was, when I always start, I say, I'm here to listen to what you need, but I don't have money. So we get that out of the way fast. But the other thing is, and I left that note at home, it's a DEI. It's Mary Mascarella wants to know if we have a policy for that. And I said, not to my knowledge, we don't. We have, but like Caitlin said, we have a couple of policies that might cover part of that.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Because apparently,
what type of policy is she?
She wants to know if... She wants to know if we, as a board, have a policy for that, because she was asking about it. Now, I don't know if it came up for her personally, with someone there mentioning something about that. I know it's been mentioned. It's a political thing, I know, because one of the senators or something came up and said, oh, this one's a point because of DEI and all that. Okay, fine. But she wanted to know if it was a specific policy that we had that covers that, and I didn't think
Judy.
So.
Judy?
I can address that. We have anti-harassment policies, and it's based on New York state law, and it does say specifically that we don't allow harassment of patrons, staff, vendors, anyone who enters the library for, I don't know if I remember the whole list, but gender identity, sexual orientation, color, race, religion,
national origin,
military.
It's all the protected classes, but it's the equal employment
opportunity.
Anti-harassment policy. It's something that is a system-wide policy. And there is mandatory training by all staff on it
every year
for the past probably 7 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be curious to see what type of policy she's thinking about. Normally,
see, that's what she just made a general statement, and I talked to Caitlin, and she looked and said that we have other policies that cover part of it, you know, it's not the whole thing. Now, Mary, I think, is still on vacation. She might be back. Is there some way that we could send a notice to her that that is covered under these other policies?
We can have a conversation with her. That's no problem at all.
You know, I mean, just to cover, because I didn't think that was the one thing she was really interested in. I don't know how that came up, whether.
Yes. Judy wants to speak again. Yeah.
We have a DEI committee too, made up of librarians from all different departments and locations.
I know.
Yeah. Not just librarians, staff members.
You know, but other than that that was the one thing that was wrong. And they do a very excellent job with their meeting, with their money, and they have an accounting that they have with how everything is spent and how they do things with Kenilworth. And apparently they're having some work going to be finished at Kenilworth. I believe it's the bathroom facilities.
Oh, okay.
There's something that has to be finished. I mean, the last time I was there, it had something to do with the kitchenish area that they have. But this time it had something to do with the handicapped accessible something or other to the bathroom, something like that.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm sorry I left my notes at home. But other than that, everything is going well, and they have put money in for that project, and it's in the construction grant, and so they're ready to fill it. They're ready to fill the second half of it. The first half of it was already done with the construction grant money. This is going to be done with it. So they're all set. So
we didn't receive a construction grant for that. A construction grant request.
You know, I thought about the list.
If you look at your resolution, the one for what we're submitting for, I don't believe they're on the list.
It's not a previous year, is it, that has been waiting for
me?
I mean, because you have 6 years now to do the project.
I think it could have been a previous, because she said
it might have been a previous.
Okay, so it might have been a previous.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make it.
Yeah. The first half got done, the second half. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, that was that. And we have a lot of people there that I met, and there were some new board members that they had there.
Oh, good.
So they're doing good, you know.
Well attended?
Yes, it was. And one gentleman came late, but everybody else was there. They were all there. It was always a full board.
Whoa.
Anybody else? Liaison?
I went to Marilla.
Oh!
And guess what? They approved their RFP contract for a new roof. But it's a lot less expensive.
Yeah.
I believe the total cost was $22,000.
Nice. So. Smaller building.
It's a smaller building. I don't know how familiar any of you are with Marilla. It's a small town.
It's also an association library, I believe, too.
It's 5,500 people, population, more or less. So, but they have, I'm always impressed with the amount of activities they do, and I noticed I think it was July report, Shannon sent the list. One of the things they do, or what the town does, is every September they have Agricultural Day, Egg Day, on a Sunday, and it's set up around Town Hall. They have all sorts of stands and pumpkins and tractors and hay wagons and dairy products, and anyway, the library always participates, and they do kids games and then hand out prizes and stuff. So in a small town like that, I think the library is really tightly integrated with everything else that goes on, so they are always out there in front.
Yep. Any good stuff there?
Any others? Okay. Alrighty, now, public comment. Do we, don't have anyone from the public here today? Okay. We'll press on. Unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business? All right, then let's move into the new business. Let's talk more about this ad hoc committee for the...
It's the visioning process.
So I was a part of that whole organizing that, you know, interviews and things like that. So I would definitely like to see the project through. So I feel like we can request or see if anybody else is interested in being on the board. Basically what's happening is that the library, the board thought that the library needed to be, there's two committees, two ad hoc committees. Yep. So I'm talking about the vision one first. We needed to be more specific, and our vision and our mission should be more tailored to who we are today versus what it was. And so we thought that we should seek counsel on that, and we found a vendor who has been working with them, and they're doing things, they're working from the inside first. And basically we need to find a committee because they've run into some things. Because it was a request of the board, they feel it's necessary for us to have a committee that would be able to review and answer some of the things that we were looking for in that process.
I just want to clarify, it's not necessarily that they want that, I do.
Oh, right, okay. They want that. John wants that because he doesn't feel like it should be his decision, but he agrees that this needs to happen, so we all agree that.
And the objective is cultivating a new vision and mission?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the goal.
I would like to be involved.
Okay. Okay. So we're looking at, so that's me and you, but we also want to see if we can get some action from other participants. We also have the board that was going to be reviewing, or the ad hoc committee there to review disputes or challenges and things like that. And we have two that were like ready. And so I would really love for you guys to, and if you want to grab one more.
So that would be as they come.
As
would
they come.
Be a, yeah, that's
yes,
great.
Yes. Yeah. So if you maybe you want to, you know, formalize who it would be and then say, what, you know, how, you know, work out how you would mm-hmm. like the process to be reviewed to or get to you. So we already have that in place too.
Do we have a policy in place for this kind
yes.
of thing? We do.
Okay.
Okay.
So that you could take up from there. And then that way when a challenge comes up or something like that.
So the policy just states that after the director makes his or her decision, that the patron can appeal it to the board, but there is no
is there a standard for review?
So
or
it could be the appeal
that's the end of it.
Committee.
Yeah.
The appellate committee.
The appellate committee. Get you in practice for the appellate division.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Okay. So that's the so
we should just remember it should be the committee should be a minimum of three and a maximum of five.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can create it now and then
populate it.
Populate it at the next board.
Exactly.
Meeting. Great.
Exactly. Okay. So we definitely have them.
Okay.
Howard Mule and Faye Thankful. And Karima and I will do, you know, jump on for the vision of the committee. And anybody else?
You know, what's the one for Janine? Is that the one that you're talking about now? The committee you're going to have to?
Is that a third committee?
Yeah.
That's a third committee, right?
Yeah.
So we need to.
I'd like to be on that committee.
I'd like for you to be on that committee too. I would like you to be on that committee too. You add a lot of history and value and what we've had.
Yeah.
And what we could be looking for.
True.
So
let me know when you're going to get ready for that.
Okay. All right. Is there anything? Is Kelly, what would you?
No.
Okay. I'm not making it. I'll keep looking at you and Kate, we just need you to
get something about it.
So I'm not forcing anything or you know.
Sorry, I didn't know what you were asking.
No, I just, anybody, are you interested in any of the committees that we're talking about at this particular point?
Not especially,
but. I love her. I love her. No, you've got what you're going
to
get from me, and that's okay.
Okay.
Not totally opposed, but, you know, get back to me if you don't find anybody. Okay. All right. So with that being said, we're good. Everybody clear?
Well, they weren't really formed.
Oh, do we have to vote?
Do we have to vote?
It has to be a vote.
Okay. All right, so let's take one by one. Let's take the appellate division. We're going to call it the appellate division of the board.
Wow. That's very impressive sounding.
I know. I like it. I just like the ring of it.
Is it a content appeal? Is this content-based?
Usually.
Yeah, so content-based appeals...
Committee.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the committee to review appeals to challenges.
So challenges.
Okay. All right. And so can I have a motion to accept the formation of the committee? And we start with these two.
Yeah.
Okay. And it can then in turn enroll. Mm-hmm. They'll form the rest of it later. Mm-hmm.
So a committee to consist of no less than three and no more than five.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Can we do that as an executive board?
You can do anything as an executive board.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. But only the three of us can approve it.
Exactly. This is it. Okay. So
I'll make that motion that we approve it.
Okay.
And I'll second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
There we go.
All right.
We'll make this look so pretty in the minutes.
Oh, that is so good. So luscious. Okay, and now we're going to...
do the vision one?
The vision one, okay. We're making a motion to formulate the committee for the vision of no less than three, and no more than five. Me and Karima will be the start of that committee. Okay.
And that might be something John would be interested in.
And John definitely would be a part of that. He is very instrumental in driving this too. John Creek.
I need to motion on that. I motion.
I will second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And then the final one, we're formulating the search for a deputy director. Deputy director. And we are rolling Elaine in that one. Yep. And I probably
need a committee for that, do you?
Well,
I would have thought that, as John explained, when you get to the point where you're down to your final few.
You're right.
I think any
board members
that
want to
be involved.
Or it could also be open.
Right. I don't think we know. I don't think you need an actual committee. Personally, I don't think you need a committee. Just board members who wanted to participate or hear.
Just send out an email saying if you'd like to participate.
But for the actual, you're saying that you guys are going to present us with
the whole board.
Yeah, there would be. We'd do the initial screening in the first round, and then we would bring finalists that would be doing a presentation and a brief interview with the board who is interested, and then also with the members of the administrative team.
Well, when we are at that point, you will definitely be my
support. Say that again now?
Once we have gotten to that point, there's a few more steps that need to happen to us even getting involved with that that final selection piece. And at that point, we will then in turn revisit this to see if we need anything else formed.
Okay, well, we need a committee for that, right?
No, we won't need it. Basically, what we're saying, it will be the full board at that particular point.
Okay, it might be rather unwieldy for a whole board.
We could also send out an email and see who could make it at that point.
Right. It probably won't be the full board because...
Yeah, right.
But during the board, never mind.
The full board will have to vote
anyway. Right.
Final,
and that's how it was with John too.
Right. You know,
we had a smaller
board. Yeah, there were board members who were part of the board,
but you can identify interests.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And so the last motion that I need would be to adjourn.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you so much for humoring us through this.
Okay.
It was great.